You're listening to the PD Zone, Two Peas in a Podcast, a podcast that highlights all the reasons why Florence, South Carolina is an amazing place to call home. I'm your host, Michael Parker, and along with my co-host, Doug Summerford, we'll strive to bring you interviews and reviews of the best businesses and happenings all around the PD. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, everybody. We appreciate you joining us today. We're real excited to have our new guest here. We're sitting down with Cameron Michael and Jake Westerbeck, two-thirds of the new media company here in Florence called Pixels Media Company. We're going to talk to them about their background and about their company, what they do, what they can do for you, and just their vision of where they want to take this thing. And I've got to tell you, I'm a customer and a huge fan. So I want to just talk to these guys for a little bit. And Cameron, welcome. Jake, welcome. Thank you for coming in. I know how busy you are. Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. I know how busy you guys are. You do fantastic work. And I really, I'm not just blowing smoke up your skirts. I really 100% mean it. You've helped me in my business, and you will continue to. I know that. But Cameron, tell everybody a little bit about your background and what you brought to the table here.
Okay. Well, I come from a family, third generation real estate agent, and also in insurance. They kind of coincide together. So been in real estate now 13 years, I think. Do real estate here in Florida. I've been doing real estate here in Florence for 5 years or so, and just saw a need for photography here and professional videography.
Right. Well, I'm a famous Facebook stalker too, so I know your family background. Your dad's a real estate broker, is that right?
And yeah, grandfather's a real estate broker. Yeah. My aunt is a real estate agent. My uncle's a real estate agent.
Great day.
My dad is in real estate, but does just strictly land.
Right.
And I would say my wife, my brother, and sister have their real estate license as well. So we're all in it. I'm actually from Sherrill, South Carolina, if you know where that little town is.
I know exactly where it is.
I think it's actually pronounced Sherrill.
Sherrill, so,
yeah. Sherrill.
I've got a good friend that's Sherrill. A fraternity brother that I met here, Francis Marin, that's from Sherrill. So yeah. I know the area well. But you'd think after all those people in the real estate business, you'd have known better. But, you know. Another real estate family. Jake, tell everybody about your background.
I got the same thing going on. So my mom, my brother are in real estate. My sister actually had a real estate license in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Just didn't do it very long, but it doesn't matter. Showed that it went around the whole family.
Yeah.
My dad wants to get into the whole drone side of everything when he retires too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is your sister's a smart one, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, I'm very familiar with Jake's family. Everybody knows, Kathy is a great realtor here in town as well. So, we're here to help promote everybody. We're not going to talk about people because they're in the same business. There's plenty of business to go around. Jake, tell us about the music business, man. You left that out, man. I love music stuff.
I love making music, but I'm trying to get away from the playing out so much.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time with it.
Amazing vocals, by the way. He should really be a cartoonist as well. He can imitate anything.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of the stuff you do is really great, and I've seen you in person a couple times, and I follow you on Spotify and everything, but your version of the Grinch at Christmas time is a staple at any party that I'm ever at.
I might have been drunk when I did that.
I don't know, man, but it's really good.
You're going to have to try at least.
I'm not right here. Maybe try again around Christmas time.
I've got a ukulele and a harmonica over here, but I can't help you out. We appreciate you guys coming in, and let's kind of change over to Pixels Media Company. Tell us about the inspiration. Tell us about what caused you to get together, how you meshed together. And I know there's a third partner in as well. Tell us a little bit about his background as well.
I'm going to let you start, man, because unless you want me to, be only because out of respect, you did start here.
I'll start. I was actually doing it for about 3 years before Cameron got involved. And it's very obvious that he piggybacked off of how well I was doing. I was starting to kind of come into my own and really figure things out. And I was just lacking something. I mean, there was that business aspect of it that, you know, I didn't go to school for. I never really had naturally. I was just trying to hold it all together. And agents calling me constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep up with everything in my phone. And I'm just almost waiting for someone to throw me a lifeline.
Right.
And Cameron, I think he was worried that I was going to say no. He thought I was going to feel like he was infringing on
it. I went to my car, put my AC on, and I was like, I'm fixing to do that. I'm going to go ahead and get out. I'm going to ask him and get out. But,
so, yeah, he called me, and he's like, man, I don't want you to feel like I'm – I was like, this is amazing. Please let me do this with you. So,
yeah,
it was nice to be able to bring over, you know, the people that I had built a good relationship with over the previous 3 years and really bring it into something that was well-structured and well put together. And the product, as far as quality, is just, like, skyrocketed from what I was doing.
Right.
So I was – that's the first thing I told him. I said, the only way I'm joining in, dude, is if the quality goes right up through the roof, and it has done absolutely
well.
Not,
I knew your work before, and I know your work now.
It's different.
And it is different, but it's still good. I mean, your work before was good, but this work, people, I'm telling y'all, if you want to sell a house or you want to promote a business, we're going to give you some links on the website. We're going to give you some numbers. Call these guys. Please call these guys. They are fantastic.
So, yeah, please call us.
So you started on your own, and then Cameron found you, and I know you had a relationship through the company that you both worked for. So
plus we're friends outside of this too. So.
Right. Yeah.
If it's okay, I'll talk a little bit about how that kind of transitioned.
Absolutely, please.
For a while I've kind of seen, and I've always known that he did great at what he did. I knew there was a need for him because I knew he was having a tough time, especially when COVID started. Everything turned virtual.
Right.
So everyone turned to Jake. That was the biggest real estate photography business here. So I've always been into photography. It's always been something I've had a passion for. And putting that with my real estate expertise, I just wanted to mesh those things together. Mm-hmm. I did see a need for quality and a need for just more offering other than photos, videography, 3D tours. If you see our website and see our packaging, it would take me probably 10, 15 minutes to explain it, but we offer everything and we're going to continue to grow and offer even more. So long story short, I will ramble. You know, I took a class, took a very extensive class for real estate photography, and built the structure of the business, over a course of 3 to 4 months, contacted Jake with always had the intention to do that because I really don't. The only way I wanted to, the only way I could be happy about it and actually and see it, come to fruition is if I had him a part of it. And that was a little tough conversation for me to have with him. But of course, it ended up being perfect.
Right.
So he bought into it, and it is definitely structured out. I mean, it's worked well. It's working very well for him. It's very sufficient. Built right now to take up close to 150 to 175 shoots without hiring anybody else now.
That's fantastic.
Last month we did over 80, and that's, we're over the moon and humbled by that. It's basically, something that was built to make ease. As an agent, you all know, and being in the family of agents, we like things. We like good quality, but we like things quick. Right. We can't get it any quicker. So we build it up on a 24-hour service. So if you put in, you're gonna get them within 24 hours, especially if you take the fact that you need them that quick. So, but we wanted the quality there as well and the ease of use. So we do. We are a part of the National Realtors Association.
Mm-hmm.
He does have an e-key. He can get in. He doesn't have to chase down a code from an agent. An agent doesn't have to worry about, when his availability is, because it's right there on the website. You can see. Same for Jacob. So they can, if he's booked one day, then you got Jacob. If Jacob's booked one day, you can use Jake. So we can always make it work, and we're always looking for ways to make it easy. But we do think we've got it about as easy as it can get. And if we ever find another way to make it easier,
that's my favorite part about all of it for the agents is that it's ridiculously easy and very user friendly to just pick your photographer, pick your package, and roll on.
Well, as an agent, and I'll speak to that. It is very easy, and that's one of the toughest things about being an agent is finding the time to go over and do it. good job, you can't just do a decent job for your clients. Your clients are expecting you to sell their house. Yeah, and what just bugs the hang out of me is seeing agents that'll rush through photos. They're in the pictures, they're in the mirrors, the toilet seats are up, they're doing it on their cell phones. But you know, you owe it to your folks to put their house in the best light. And you guys certainly did it. I'm telling you, Jake and I did a shoot together for a listing. We were in there about an hour and a half, 65 plus photos, drones, you know, the whole nine yards. It's fantastic. It's so easy. And, you know, you do it right on the website. So agents, call these people. I'm tired of seeing these blurry, crappy pictures on the MLS every day.
That's what we try to stress, and I can't say this enough, you know, with what you're offering to your client, you know, photos to me is even before I got into the business, you know, when Jake started doing this, I immediately bought into getting better photos, right. Better photography. I just thought it was, and still do think it is the most important thing, right? And right there with, you know, marketing at, right. for your client. But we're talking $155 for professional photography, clean, crisp, great angles, wide angles, good colors, and it shows off everything that you have to offer.
Right.
$155 for, you know.
And I'm sitting there with Jake watching him do this and talking to him, probably bugging the hell out of him at the same time. But anyway, I'm going, wow, I have been doing this all wrong for all these years, and I won't ever take another picture again. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I appreciate that.
But never again. But I learned so much, and it was a great afternoon hanging out. And then to add a little bit more fuel to this fire, 24 showings in 3 days, three offers, and under contract a home that had been on the market for 2 years sold. And you know, it was those pictures, and then it was some marketing, and you know, it was awesome. So thank you.
I definitely don't think that it's everything, but it is. I mean, as real estate agents, you guys know, yeah. There's no way you're going to pique somebody's interest if you have dark kind of grainy photos. That's the tinder to the fire, I suppose.
Well, you know, I've been asking Natalie Taflinger for years, what's your secret, girl? Cause I mean, she's killing it.
You know? She's a lot prettier than you are.
Well, that's a given. Okay. That's a given. But, what amazes me is that's her secret, y'all, you know? So now I know.
She, I will say she is a go getter.
She really is.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Whenever it's a funny story. Whenever
we'll be the judge of the humor.
Okay. Whenever I came to Coldwell Banker, I told her, I said, Natalie, you know, I'm a pit master. I smoke the best barbecue you ever slapped your lips around. She goes, well, I'm a vegan. And I said, Natalie, there is no such thing. God did not intend for us to be vegans. And she said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you watch What the Health on Netflix, and then we'll talk. So I watched What the Health. The next day, literally, I sold my commercial smoker.
Wow.
I sure did. And I've lost close to 60 pounds now.
And we're waiting for the humor. I thought this was
a funny story. Humor.
That's not.
Waiting for you to say you bought like 12 pounds of steak.
you're gonna see me in spandex one day when I'm biking.
The humor. I'm so glad that we're on the radio and not on the television.
Do y'all have specialties, each one of you, that y'all specialize in? I know all of you can do interchangeably any part of the business, but is there a certain area that y'all specialize in that one does that the other ones don't?
I mean, I think I'm one of the, we haven't really taught Jacob a whole lot about it, but the whole virtual tour side of it is something I've been doing by myself for years. There was, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but there was one guy that did it for a while. And as soon as I kind of came in, I think that he kind of got real mad at everybody jumping ship, because I realized that it wasn't difficult as he, I guess, tried to make it seem to them.
You did market yourself a good bit more than that. So, I mean, I've
got along with agents. I think that's
absolutely
important.
Yes. All right. And I'm glad he said that, because the most important thing, and even I'll even probably push this over quality, not much further up, quality, but customer service is what we are building this company on. We want everyone happy. We want the clients happy, which is our agents. We want their clients happy. We want to see the business grow, but we also want to see better photos. Well, I've been told before by people coming in from other areas, Greenville, Charlotte, places that are used to seeing professional photography, no matter what kind of listing it is. And you know, it can be deceiving that when there's a beautiful home and they're not captured and put online the correct way, it will deter people from going to look at it because, you know, with our photos, we capture everything.
Yeah.
We want every bit of that beautiful home to show online, whether, but, to feed off what he just said, I would say from a photography standpoint, Jake, that's anything photography wise. He's got the angles down. Although I've taken these classes, anybody can go take classes, and I've learned that side of it, so me and him can have conversations without me being dumb. But he's actually been in and done it, and done.
Yeah.
God, how many homes do you think you've done already? 400, 500 more? I don't know.
That was just with the business before we started.
So, yeah.
I think I had over the course of 3 years. I think I was at invoice number 845 or something like
and
that.
And then we just 60 started. Last month.
Yeah. Yeah.
The business side of it, as far as marketing, and that's something I enjoy.
Yeah.
Social media, advertising, the business structure of it. That's where I think that's where I play in.
Yeah.
His is
quality. He took the stress level of myself down to about a zero.
Right.
I mean, it was a lot to try to handle all together. And as soon as he brought kind of his expertise in that, I mean, my side of it just got 1,000 times easier because I would go into a listing knowing, okay, all I got to do is go in there and do my job, take some pictures, and we've already got everything in place that I don't have to panic.
You deliver a better product when you've got more people that can do what they're good at.
Absolutely.
And the final product shows, and, you know, the other part of it that I don't think either of you have said, you both get along with people great. And, you know, that's 95% of it. You know, you don't want to call somebody that does a great job, but they're a horse's ass,
exactly.
You know, and make everything hard.
And that's one thing I see about y'all. You're very humble. I mean, you know, y'all got all the reasons in the world to be pretty cocky. You know, if you're real tempted.
I have to hold myself back.
That's my least favorite kinds of people.
Y'all are very humble. You put out a great product, and it's priced very well, too. I mean, you got a good
really
price
is.
Point. Everything is great. Everything.
I mean, anybody can go out there, and they can take professional quality photos and beat somebody over the head with the price. But we're in a kind of a area that, you know, this isn't Charlotte. This isn't Dallas. You can't go take some price package that's in some massive city and say, oh, this is totally going to work here. So we had to kind of structure everything. We just basically scaled it all together. So, I mean, we looked at different packages
built on quantity. So that's why we're always trying to grow and get more agents to sign up because we won't, I mean, not that we'll ever, you know, not that we're ever looking to raise our prices, but the prices are that way, you know, because we know that, you know, you don't want to overpay for something. We want our product to look better than and make clients feel like they got double back we want to make sure that their investment was a good investment.
It's dually enticing when it's appealing to the price, and then on top of that it's appealing to the quality, so it doesn't make it so much of a complicated decision for someone to look and say, do I need to spend $300 on 25 pictures? It's like, no, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's $155 for honestly
well, not
as
only
many
that,
photos
you,
as you need.
You can build up a portfolio of your pictures of your house that you listed, and when you go to another listing appointment, you know, there you go. You open it up. This is what we do.
That's
this
a good
is what
point,
we do. You
because
know?
I hadn't even mentioned that. You have every one of our clients has their own profile under our website. And those photos stay there. They're never deleted.
We don't have any hosting fees or anything, which is nice.
And I'll tell you that I have begun to use particularly a couple of your shots, Jake, in my own personal marketing.
The little portrait photos?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Those
are my favorites. They're good. I'm using what I paid for a listing that sold in 3 days, and I'm using it for my own personal marketing.
Well, thanks
to you. Anyway, so guys, what's next? Where do we go? What's the future? Where do you see yourselves with Pixels?
I am all about, I'm all about Florence in our area. So you know, if we grow outside of this, that's great. And we do plan to scale, but we're focused here, and we want to buy into Florence. That's our main, both, I think I'm speaking for Jake too, we want to see better quality here. And that's, for right now, that is the goal. The goal number wise, I mean, yeah, we want to, we did 80 shoots last week. We want to do more than 150 a month.
Right.
But as far as like, what the main goal is to take care of Florence and get as many people to sign up here. So that way we have something to show people coming in.
Right.
And, they get every bit of what that listing has to offer in a picture.
Well, I'm excited to see the future and see you guys grow. And I can promise you I'm a customer for life. I'm a huge fan. Let me tell you, everybody out there, where you can find these guys. Their website is www.pixelsmediaco.com. That's co, short for company for you folks from Effingham. They're also on Facebook and they're also on Instagram. So as we get this podcast out and pushed out to all of our affiliates, we are going to have some links, some live links to join right to their social media and their website. And we encourage you to click on those links and check out what they can do. You can ignore my ugly mug on their website because everybody else is real purdy on there. So anyway, so that's pixelsmediaco.com. We really appreciate you guys coming in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cameron Michael and Jake Westerbeck from pixelsmedia.com. Please look them up, guys. They do an awesome job. And just one thing that occurred to me, you don't have to be a real estate agent to call these guys and, and have,
that's true.
I mean, tell them you promote small business as well in Florence.
That's what we're building off of, and that's definitely our number one priority. But, you know, me and Jake and Jacob, we do this. We are getting into behind-the-scenes business photography because even as an agent, I do that as an agent. And it's done very well for me and for some of the folks that I know that are doing it.
So well, there's a lot of there's industry in Florence. And they
absolutely
and they're all the time taking pictures. But, wow, what could you do for them?
Brochures and, you know, some marketing.
Logos
and
things like that.
We do have a local coffee shop. Not going to say the name yet because we haven't put it together. But that we're going to be doing photos for. We're excited about. We've done some photos for PD Renovating. Ben Jerome, he was over the moon about his photos, and he's already using them on his website.
That's the best part. I mean, you nailed it on the head when you said, you know, where we want to take care of Florence is where we started. This is where we work the most out of. So it's nice that we get to promote local businesses as well. And
100% back that. And that's why Two Peas in a Podcast is here too, to help promote Florence, the PD, and local businesses. So again, Cameron Michael and Jake Westerbeck from Pixels Media. Thank you guys for coming
in.
Thank
you so much.
Really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Absolutely. And say goodnight, Doug.
Good night, Doug.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed today's guests. If you have any show ideas or any guests you'd like to hear from, you can contact us at 2peasmedia@yahoo.com. Thank you again for listening. Until next time.